It has been called Australia's answer to Tiger King. It is called Last Stop Larimar. It is a Netflix two-part series that is taking over the country and the world. This is what it sounds like.
Last time I saw Paddy was December the 16th. The next day I did go looking for him.
He wasn't there.
Everyone in Larimar was a suspect.
What's your relationship with Paddy?
Did you knock Paddy off?
Where's Paddy's body?
Do you know what happened? Are you involved?
I don't know nothing.
If you are like Cliffo and I, you are obsessed. You want to know more. Well, good news. There is a podcast called Lost in Larimar, and there is a book all about this 11-person town that loses one person. Kylie Stevenson, the woman behind these incredible projects, joins us. Morning, Kylie.
Good morning.
Kylie, it's so great to have you on. Bronte and I are obsessed with this story right now, and I think I've worked out why. You've got a township in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of Northern Territory, with 11 people. One goes missing, suspected murdered. Mm. It's got all the makings of a great, like, Agatha Christie-style whodunit in that we have really eccentric characters, but also they're all sort of, like, unlike an Agatha Christie, they're not locked in a mansion or something. They're all just in this little town, and we've got to try and work out whodunit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's part of what drew me and my co-author, Caroline Graham, to this story. So I'd been down to Larimar in 2016 and I met Paddy Moriarty, and it was about a year after that that he went missing, and we got really drawn into the town and spent 5 years following this.
Kylie, this town, you say down, you know, in NT, it's 500 Ks away from Darwin. What were you doing going to Larimar in the first place?
Yeah, that's a bit of a weird answer. The NT Writers' Centre actually had a residency down there because there used to be an author up here called Andrew McMillan, and when he passed away, he left some money to the Writers' Centre for this residency to run each year because he used to go down there, right? And, yeah, I ended up doing that. I spent 2 weeks in the pub hanging out with everyone in the town, meeting everyone, and then a year later, one of the people I met went missing.
You could Google, like, eccentric Australians in a pub or something. And this is like, this is what would come up. Tell us a little bit about your time in Larimar and I guess your relationship with some of those core characters who we now know through your work and through the Netflix doco.
Yeah, because we spent so much time there on and off over the years, we did get to know everyone pretty well. There are only, you know, 10 of them. So, you know, it's pretty easy to get around and meet everyone and spend a bit of time with them. We ended up loving Larimar, to be honest, which sounds a bit ludicrous.
Yeah.
But it's this place that kind of gets under your skin.
Wow.
And you go in and knock on someone's door and just say, hey, I'm doing this podcast. They go, I don't know what a podcast is. Sure, come in, have a chat. Here's a cup of tea. And, it was just a brilliant experience.
And so a lot of, you know, the story behind Paddy's disappearance stems on ongoing conflicts between different members of the town. They all seem to hate each other. From your time there, is that pretty accurate? Were they all pretty hostile with each other?
Not all with each other. There are certain core groups of friendships within that. And I think that since this has happened, there are more people who are more friendly. A few people have passed away, and that's kind of changed a bit of the dynamic of the town as well.
Sure.
You are a journalist, Kylie, so it's your job to report the news rather than make it yourself. But surely, like, after the podcast and the book and so much time in Larimar, you must have a theory as to what happened to Paddy Moriarty.
Look, this is an open case. Mm. I can't really comment on that, but there was an inquest into Paddy's disappearance, and the coroner did come back and say that he believed that Paddy was killed in the context of a feud with his nearest neighbours, which is a woman who lived across the road from him named Fran Hodgetts, who runs a pie shop there in Larimar, and her gardener who was living with her at the time, Owen Laurie.
Yep, and there is a very interesting, I won't say break in the case, but at the end of the second episode, I think it kind of pushes one narrative in particular as to what possibly happened to Paddy.
Yeah, I don't believe for a second she put him in the pies.
I do. That's
Kylie, what's next? You've done the podcast. You've done the book. There's all this interest around the Paddy Moriarty case and just the township itself. Have you got something else in the works?
When we finished the book and the podcast, we did sell the option to NBC Universal and Matchbox Pictures, and there is talk of that becoming a fictionalized television series, but we'll wait and see. Those things are a long process.
All right, well, it's on Netflix now, but get around this woman's work. The podcast is called Lost in Larimer. The book is called Larimer. Kylie Stevenson, I can see why you got so caught up in this world. Bronte and I certainly have. Thank you for talking us through it this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.